This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
الحمد لله الحمد لله على حلمه بعد علمه وعلى عفوه بعد قدرته والصلاة والسلام على سيد الأنبياء والمرسلين وعلى آله وأصحابه وسلم تسليما كثيرا كثيرا أما بعد فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم شهر رمضان الذي أنزل فيه القرآن هدى للناس وبينات من الهدى والفرقان صدق الله العظيم My dear respected elders and brothers, inshallah, in this coming week, we will be witnessing the Mubarak and blessed month of Ramadan. It was the way of our beloved Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam that on the eve of Ramadan, Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam used to remind the Ummah with regard to the Mubarak and blessed month of Ramadan. And we are all aware of the famous hadith which Sahih ibn Khuzaymah mentions it in his collection of a hadith that Salman Farsi radiallahu ta'ala anhu says, Khatabana Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam fi akhiri yawmin min sha'ban faqala ya ayyuhan nas kad azallakum shahrun azim shahrun mubarak. O people, they come upon you a very great month and a very mubarak and a blessed month. Ramazan ki aamad aamad hai aur hame iski istiqbal ke shauk ko barhana chahiye. Aap sallallahu alaihi wasallam Ramazan ke fazail batakar ummat ki hausla afzai karte the. In this hadith, Nabi Kareem sallallahu alaihi wasallam said two things: azim, a very great month, and a mubarak, and a very blessed month. So these are the two aspects amongst the many aspects of the month of Ramadan. Ibn Hajar rahmatullah alayhi, one of the very great ulama of our history, he has written a very amazing thing. He says that not to wait for Ramadan is a sin. Not to eagerly await Ramadan is a sin in itself. Hafiz Ibn Hajar rahmatullah alayhi ne farmaya ke Ramzan al-Mubarak ka shok se intizar na karna, ye ek mustaqil guna hai. It's a guna in itself not to wait and not to eagerly anticipate Ramadan. There are many benefits of Ramadan, few of which we will try and make mention of. One of them is, which I specifically made mention in the hadith that I narrated and I indicated towards. Nabi Kareem sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, Huwa shahrul muwasat. Ramadan is a month of building sympathy with people. Ramadan, it is a month of building sympathy with people. And before I make mention of the benefit, let me tell you one very important thing. Ramadan is not about changing our schedules. Many a times you and I think, all right, Ramadan, we are going to change our schedules. Instead of eating 5 o'clock, we'll eat after Maghrib. Instead of having breakfast 7 o'clock, we will have breakfast 5 o'clock, 4:30. And we think that it is just about changing our schedules. Ramadan is not about changing your schedules. Ramadan is to change your heart and to change your life. It's not only about changing schedules, it's about changing your life. Ramadan hamare schedule badalna nahi aata, balki hamare dilo aur apni zindagiyon mein tabdili lane ke liye aata hai. That is the reality with regard to Ramadan. Now let us make mention of some of the benefits. One of the benefit is, it is there to create sympathy. Shahrul Muwasat, specially Nabi Kareem sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, it is a month of building sympathy for people. Ramzan ka mahina, insaniyat ki hamdardi ka mahina hai. To build sympathy for people. One of, there's a scholar by the name of Khalid Beg. He wrote a book, First Things First. Now, in there, he wrote a very amazing thing. He quoted Hazrat Maulana Thanvi Rahmatullah Ali. And in there, he says, Maulana Thanvi Rahmatullah Ali created a revolution in terms of emphasis of Islamic teachings. He emphasized human rights. He emphasized social activities. He emphasized monetary dealings. And in there he writes a very amazing thing. He says that according to Maulana Thanvi Rahmatullah Ali, before you become a good Muslim, you must become a good human being. Before you become a good Muslim, achche musalman hone se pehle, achcha insaan bano, ek insaan bano. Maulana Thanvi Rahmatullah Ali used to say, there are many khankas. There you can go to those khankas to make a lot of zikr. Insan banna chahte ho, then come to my khanka. Come to my reformation. If you want to become a proper human being, come to my place. To become a proper human being. And part of being a good human being is to show sympathy to people. Now why is Ramzan a place for that? Ramzan kyu? Because when you are eating 3 square meals a day, you can't have sympathy for people. That's a reality. When we are eating 3 square meals a day, it's very difficult to build sympathy for other people. Now in Ramadan, you are going to face pangs of hunger. When you face pangs of hunger, then somehow or the other you will have sympathy for people. Here you are doing it because of a religious requirement. There are people who are doing it because of circumstances. Unke paas paisa nahi, unke paas khana nahi. So all of a sudden you start thinking about those people who are having hunger pangs because of their circumstances. Here you are doing it because of a religious requirement. I made mention of this incident. It's such a beautiful incident. Let me make mention of it again. Hazrat Abu Bakr radiallahu ta'ala anhu used to go and help an elderly woman outside Medina with regard to her needs. That time there was no tap. So Hazrat Abu Bakr after Ramadan used to go outside Medina, used to go and fill her water, used to clean her house, go and put certain things of need in her house. Umar radiallahu ta'ala one day followed Abu Bakr. What is he doing? Where is he going after Fajr? Went and saw that he entered the house. Umar, after he went away, went to the house, saw an elderly woman. Ek burhiya aurat. Kya ye aadmi jo aakar gaya hai, wo kya karta tha? Wo hamare paani lata tha, aur hamari zaruriyat, aur hamare jo zarurat hai, uski jo hai na wo dekhbhal karta tha. Umar radiallahu ta'ala got a shock. Abu Bakr in his khilafat, looking after a woman, looking after an old woman to see to her needs. Now I read somewhere the sequel or the conclusion to this particular incident. After Abu Bakr radiallahu ta'ala anhu passed away, Umar radiallahu ta'ala anhu said, I'm going to do the same thing. So he went to sweep the house, went to put water for her and gave her kajur. So she turned around and said, did your companion pass away? Did your companion die? So he said, how did you know that he died? He said, he used to take out the pits of the kajur and give me. You gave me the kajur with the pits. It showed that he has passed on. Aise malum hota hai ki aapke jo wo intikal kar gaye. Brothers, bal, sympathy for people. What is people's condition? They don't have food to eat. What is their situation? Allah has given us 3 meals a day. Let us in Ramadan build sympathy for people. Another very important thing with regard to the Quran is the Ramadan is to connect with the Quran. I made mention with regard to this few weeks ago, so I won't spend much time. I gave a whole bayan on our ta'alluq with the Quran. But let me very briefly make mention of it. Shahru Ramadan alladhi unzila fihi al-Quran. Ramadan is the month in which the Quran was revealed. So it is just appropriate that you build relationship with the Quran. This is very, very important. Yeh woh mehna hai jismeh Allah ki kitab se kurb aur kareeb hona ka mauka milta hai. Kyunki yehi mubarak mehna hai jismeh Quran-e-Majeed is mehne mein nazil hui. Someone has very beautifully said, if you want to communicate with Allah, then read Salat. And if you want Allah to communicate with you, read Quran. What a beautiful thing it is. You want to communicate with Allah, read Salat. Because it comes in a hadith. When you say, Alhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen, Allah replies, Hamadani Rabbi. When you say, Alhamdulillahi, all praise is due to Allah, Allah replies, Mere bande ne mere tarif ki. Aap agar chahte ho, ki Allah se mukhatib ho, to namaz paro. اگر آپ چاہتے ہو کہ اللہ تعالیٰ آپ سے مخاطب ہو تو قرآن پڑھو, because Quran is the word of Almighty Allah, the speech of Almighty Allah. You want Allah to deal with you and to communicate with you, then read the Holy Quran. So build relationship with the Quran. Kalamul muluk, mulukul kalam. The speech of the king and the speech of our Allah is the king of all speeches. So the second thing, my dear respected brothers, see to it that we build a relationship with the Quran. First, amongst the things that we can do is to try and understand the Holy Quran. And understand it not from our prism, but from the prism of Almighty Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Was Allah ta'ala in the Holy Quran says, إِنَّ فِي ذَلِكَ لَذِكْرَى لِمَنْ كَانَ لَهُ قَلْبٌ أَوْ أَلْقَ السَّمْ. The Quran is a reminder for people who have a heart, a spiritual heart. Not a heart that TikToks. A heart that is a spiritual heart. It is a reminder, and for people who listen attentively. Try to understand the Holy Quran. There will be programs in which ulama will be giving tafsir, an interpretation of the Holy Quran. Attend that with the intention of reforming yourself. So the second thing is, Quran ke saath ta'alluq barao. The third thing, which is very important, and maybe let me also say, that the reality is we don't keep ta'alluq with the Quran. There is so much dust upon our Quran because we don't know when last we opened the Holy Quran. Let us remove the cobwebs. Let us remove the dust and start building and reciting the Holy Quran. Quran Majid par bahut dol jam gayi. Jab se humne is mubarak kitab ko aakhri baar khola hai, aaiye hum usko dur kare. Let us remove the dust and let us start reading the Holy Quran and building a relationship with the Holy Quran. Then another important aspect with the Quran and with regard to the month, I always made mention of it, by break one bad habit in Ramadan. Break a bad habit. The problem is you and I come to put our bad habits on pause. Ramzan ke baad shuru karenge. This is our weakness. That's the reality. How many times we do this? Wo drama dekhte ho kare ke Ramzan mein nahi dekhenge, Ramzan ke baad dekhenge. By Ramzan is not a time for you to put your bad habits on pause. It is a time for you to eradicate your bad habits. But we are kamzor, but let us try. Don't put your bad habits on pause. Usko bilkul munhadim karne ki zarurat hai. Try to eradicate your bad habits. So break a bad habit. Then the most important thing, my dear respected brothers, with regard to Ramadan is the month of building our relationship with Allah. Hamare taalluq jo hai na Allah taala ke sath bahut kamzor ho gaye. Now we need to build our relationship with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. We are jism aur ruh ka murakkab hai. We are amalgamation of body and soul. 11 months we forget the soul. 11 months we forget ibadat. 11 months hum bahut kam Allah taala ko yaad karte hain. Kam az kam is mahine mein اللہ تعالیٰ کو یاد کرنے میں آخر پیش پیش اگر ہوں اس کو سر فہرست رکھے. We start putting priority in remembering Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. 11 months we put our dunyavi needs, our material needs, the dunya in front. At least in this month put priority the remembrance of Almighty Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Brothers, the remembrance of Almighty Allah, the ibadat is in reality the essence of our life, the reasons and objective of our existence, why Allah has created us. And someone has very beautifully said, the way Hazrat Yusuf alayhi salatu wasalam was the means of the forgiveness of his 11 brothers, may Ramadan be the means of the forgiveness of the sins of our 11 months. The way Yusuf alayhi salam was the means of the forgiveness of his 11 brothers, may Allah make it such that Ramadan become the means of the forgiveness of our 11 months of sins. But ibadat is very ibadat. It has become a forgotten pleasure. We no more forget. Ramzan, ye ibadat jo hai na, ye itna zaruri hai. Lekin ibadat ek bula hua mashghala ban gaya. We forgot the joy of ibadat. There used to be a time when our elders used to enjoy making ibadat. They used to take satisfaction in ibadat. Hazrat Sheikh Abdul Qadir Jilani rahmatullah alayhi used to say, if the kings of the world and the wealthy people of the world know the pleasure we get in making ibadat, اگر ان کو پتہ چلے جو مسرت ہمیں ملتا ہے جو ہے نا وہ عبادت کرنے میں, تو ہو سکتا ہے کہ وہ اپنے لوگوں کو ہمارے طرف بھیجے تاکہ وہ ہم سے وہ چھین لے. مے بی دے سینڈ دی آرمی ٹو ٹرائی اینڈ گیٹ اٹ فرام اس, ٹو ٹرائی اینڈ سنیچ اوے دس دا بیوٹیفل مومنٹس اینڈ دس ٹرانکولیٹی وی گیٹ ان میکنگ عبادت. اللہ بذکر اللہ تطمئن القلوب, ان دا ریمبرنس آف اللہ ول ہارٹس فائنڈ کنٹینٹمنٹ. The hearts will not find contentment in anything else. Let us see that our hearts find contentment in ibadat, at least that I do so in Ramadan. Ibadat ki zariye se hum Allah Taala se sahi taalluq jod sakte hain. If you want to know the best relationship between you and Allah, we don't have an informal relationship with Allah, that we are going to speak to Allah, we are going to converse with Allah, we're going to have a friendly discussion with Allah. What is our relationship with Allah Taala? What is the means of our relationship with Allah? It is through the means of ibadat. You go down in sijda, you go down in ruku. That is our relationship with Allah. Ibadat is the proper manifestation of our relationship with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Ibadat comes to change our life. Ibadat zindagi ke har pehlu mein tarakki aur islah ke liye aham kirdar ada karta hai. Inna salata tanha anil fahsha'i wal munkar. How beautifully Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, Salat takes away and prevents you from immorality and all other evil deeds. Ibadat comes to change your life, my dear respected brothers. And this is the reality that we have to try and achieve in the month of Ramadan. And let me just make mention what type of relationship we are supposed to have in Ramadan. You know, I was listening to a clip this way of a very great alim, and he made mention of this, maybe a true story, or it might be a hypothetical tale to give a lesson. So I say a person was traveling and he was very thirsty, and he came upon an unused well, a well that was not used by people. So when he came there, he saw that the water of the well was very, very deep. So he tried to get a rope, he tried to get some string, he tried to put his shoes to try and get the water, but he could not reach the bottom. جا رہا تھا جو ہے نا تو بکیم واٹر, پانی کی ضرورت تھی, تو جو ہے نا اس میں کنواں کے پاس آیا تو پانی بہت گہرا تھا, سو یو کڈنٹ گیٹ دا واٹر. سو آفٹر وائل ہی واز ویٹنگ دیئر فرسٹریٹڈ, ہاؤ ڈو آئی گیٹ دا واٹر, ا بک کمز, ا اسپرنگ بک کمز, اینڈ اٹ آلسو سی دیٹ دا واٹر از ویری ڈیپ, اٹ کین گیٹ ٹو دا واٹر. بے زبان تھا, اٹ کڈ ناٹ ریلیٹ, اٹ کین ناٹ اسپیک. So it turns up and it looks up towards the heaven. Kuch kaha hoga Allah Ta'ala ko. He could have made dua to Almighty Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Ya Allah, I'm in need of water. I can't get to the water. Ya Allah, make arrangement for the water to come to me. And all of a sudden, the pressure of the water starts raising and it comes to the brim of the well. When it comes to the brim of the well, the animal, the bucks also drinks from there, and the human being also drinks from there. After a while, it goes back to its original form. So then all of a sudden, this human being say, Ya Allah, I am Ashraful Makhlukat. You didn't bring the water to the brim for me. This buck, this animal came, and it said something to you, and you brought the water to the brim. I am Ashraful Makhlukat. Why didn't you do it for me? To ghaib se awaz aayi. An unseen voice came and said, you started looking at the rope. That animal called out towards me. You started looking to the rope. You started looking for a rope and said, bring me the rope, I will get the water. That animal asked Allah, therefore I gave it to him. I didn't give it to you. Aise taalluq qaim karo. Build such a relationship with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam had said that ask Allah for forgiveness in Ramadan. Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam cursed the person. And Jibreel alayhi salatu wa sallam said, Ameen. To a person who allows Ramadan to go by without having his sins forgiven. May Allah forbid. That we allow the month of Ramadan to go by without having our sins forgiven. And lastly, let me make mention with regard to it. Hazrat Zakariya alayhi salatu wa salam, give you an example. Hazrat Zakariya alayhi salatu wa salam used to make dua to Almighty Allah. He became old, but he wanted a child. إِذْ نَادَى رَبَّهُ نِدَى قَالَ رَبِّ إِنِّي وَهَنَ الْعَزْمُ مِنِّي وَاسْتَعَلَ الرَّأْسُ شَيْبًا. What an amazing dua. Ya Allah, my bones have become brittle. My beard has become white. I am old. Normally people don't get children at this age. But Ya Allah, kya karo, what do I do? I am not despondent of your mercy and you answering my prayers. Oh Allah, give me a child. At the age of 120, Allah gave him Hazrat Yahya alayhi salam. But look at his dua. Oh Allah, my bones have become brittle. Oh Allah, my beard is white. But I want this, Ya Allah, you grant it to me. Allah granted him over 100 years and oh, years of age, Allah Ta'ala granted him a child. Aise ta'alluq qaim karo Allah Ta'ala ke saath. In this month of Ramadan. Lastly, Nabi Akram Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, one day someone said, Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, Ya Rasulullah, you know, Ya Rasulullah, give us advice and make it brief. So Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam said, Sallu salatim mawadda'in. Read every namaz as it is the last namaz you are reading. Read every namaz as it is the last namaz. You don't know whether you're going to get another occasion or not. Kitne log hamare saath the pichle Ramzan. Aaj nahi hamare saath. How many people were with us last Ramadan? They are not with us today. We don't know whether we're going to get another Ramadan or not. Make this Ramadan as it is the last Ramadan of your life. If you get another Ramadan, alhamdulillah, we'll make that Ramadan also better. But this Ramadan, make it as if it is your last Ramadan. May Allah give us a tawfiq. Wa akhiru da'wana alhamdulillahi rabbil alameen.